The following program was previously recorded.
Welcome to another episode of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. So kind of you to join me today. Creative camps is an activity, or one would say almost a summer-long event that Kaneko has created. And Catherine Scarpello is the education manager at Kaneko. She joins me on Live and Local. Thank you, Catherine, for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, talk about the where creative camps came from and what happens there.
Yeah, so creative camps have been established at the Kaneko for, I want to say, about 7 or 8 years. I've been on the team for about 3, so in my life they've been established since then, but they've been around for a little bit longer. and they really are all about taking our mission and bringing them into sort of a summer camp setting. And our mission is all about exploring the creative process and unleashing sort of creativity in anyone that joins in our space.
How does this camp format work? I mean, is this something where folks just show up for a couple of hours, or is this kind of an all-day event? I mean, a real summer activity.
Yeah, so it's a real summer camp. Registration is up on our website, thekaneko.org/creativecamps. It's a Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 sort of activity that we have registration for.
How does one prevent COVID? Because this is an in-person camp. This is not virtual, correct?
This is in person. This is our goal. Of course, we always have to make sure that we're set up to have to be virtual if possible, but we are really, really lucky with the size of our building. Each gallery space is so big, and we're able to really social distance students pretty easily. It proves to be pretty successful. So we're hoping that we can continue that.
Well, in addition to that, I saw the blurb recently, you installed an HVAC plasma filtration product to make sure that the air coming through has been cleaned and sanitized and the whole ball of wax.
Yes, that was the biggest sort of goal of ours once we found out how COVID spreads and just the easiest ways to make sure your space is as safe as possible. So we're really lucky to be able to have fundraised for that.
We've heard of STEM, the science, technology, engineering, mathematics, but you have some STEAM-based activities. Can you talk about the slight difference in that?
Yeah, so the A in STEAM stands for arts, and we obviously have a bunch of art galleries. Part of our mission is fine arts as well. And we are trying to make sure that students have the accessibility to learn both or all, you know, all of it. The nice thing about the arts in our case is that we are founded by a world-renowned ceramic artist named June Kaneko. So we're taking one of our camps is based off of, you know, his philosophy, and it's actually taught by one of his past assistants, which we're pretty excited about.
Sure. Now, just also from a logistical standpoint, so that parents understand what happens here, you know, from 9 to 4, the kids go to this camp Monday through Friday. Lunch and snacks are provided at this as well, so you know the kids are going to get a meal to eat. But what do they end up coming out with at the end of this? What are the kids, you know, at the end of the summer type of scenario, what have they done and produced?
So it totally depends on the camp, but essentially every single camp is going to be spending the week working on not only learning the foundations and the fundamentals of the project that they're or the subject that they're in the class for, but they will be working on a project that will end up being exhibited throughout the Kaneko galleries at the end of the summer. So as an example, we have a new light space gallery, which is a video projection gallery that follows your body, basically. So projection mapping. And that is one of our camps where students are going to be taught by one of our professors at Creighton University, Tim Guthrie, about how video installation works. And then they will be doing the back end, not only designing it, but on the computer creating it with him, and then at the end of that week they will have created their own video installation, and that will be exhibited in the Kaneko galleries at the end of the summer.
That's pretty cool stuff. What is the age range of students that are invited to attend?
Yeah, so that's actually a new thing this year. So in the past, it's only been middle school students, meaning ages 7th through 9th grades. But this year, we worked really hard, and we actually launched an elementary student camp as well. So our camps are hosted for students entering 3rd grade through the 6th grade, and then 7th through the 9th. And I would just like to say as well that we actually made our camps 100% donation-based this year, which is a pretty big new thing as well.
Outstanding. If you're looking for more information on how all this works and if it might be right for your kids, thekaneko.org would be the website to go to. Well, thank you very much, Catherine Scarpello, Education Manager at Kaneko, for joining me today on Live and Local.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.